Ryan McFadden, always a pleasure on a Thursday to hear from the head of strategy and co-founder of Have You Heard. He is our Trainspotting Thursday visionary, giving us perspectives on how culture and how we live our lives and do business on the back of mega trends around the world. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm so well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fabulous. It's like an echo of bass. Okay, fab. Okay, so let's talk today. We're talking sustainable footwear. I like the increasing, you know, popping up of sustainability in almost everything we discuss.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting one. I mean, about 9 months ago, we spoke around sustainable streetwear and how clothing and streetwear labels were starting to really bring sustainability into their overall offering. But what we're starting to see is an acceleration within the footwear industry specifically. Now, the most recent stats that have come out is quite frightening. There are approximately 25 billion shoes manufactured every year. So if you take into account, there are probably around 7 billion people in the world right now. That means that we're buying around 3.5 shoes, pairs of shoes each per year. And they estimate that around 95% of those shoes will eventually end up in landfill, right? So it's becoming a huge challenge, and footwear manufacturers are really being forced to relook the way that they produce shoes in order to make it far more sustainable. The where this really was highlighted for me is 2-3 days ago, Allbirds, which is probably one of the fastest growing and leading footwear brands in the world, announced that they would be doing an IPO with the targeted valuation of around $2 billion, which is really interesting considering that, you know, previous years you would have seen the sustainability category or a brand probably topping around $60 million in revenue per year. So Allbirds has indicated that they should, at the end of this year, hit around $242 million turnover. And another leading brand, Paris-based Veja, which is one of my personal favorites, showed that they actually grew by 53% on previous year's sales in 2020, reaching a revenue of just over $120 million. So you're starting to see the category not only gaining momentum in terms of their move to sustainability, but also these brands showing significant growth in their revenue and consumer sales.
Hectic stuff. I mean, is this something that's going to be accessible to the average person, or is it quite a premium niche product that one buys to be like, oh, I've got these fancy shoes?
I think it's a great question because, I mean, when you listen to and for those people who are interested in this particular category, two really great podcasts other than your podcasts on the Cape Talk channel are Business of Hype with Jeff Staples, where they actually speak to Sebastian Kopia from Veja and Tim Brown from Allbirds to understand really where they're sitting. But the reality is a lot of these shoes cost 5 times the amount to make than a traditional shoe. But what's really exciting is we are starting to see the large scale manufacturers like Nike and Adidas starting to step into the space. And they're looking at not only just the materials that are used, like vegan leather, et cetera, but also the way that they're produced. And starting to look at reduced wastage, reduced resource usage, which enables them to be far more cost effective. One shoe, which is far more cost effective, and is sitting at around, I think when it was launched, was about 1200 Rand, which I know is expensive, but for a sustainable shoe, it is sort of your sort of entry level space. Is what's called the Futurecraft Loop, which was made by Adidas in 2019 and continues to be improved. They've created a circular system which is known as Made to Be Remade. And this specific Futurecraft Loop is actually a sneaker that's been designed, made entirely from plastic. So the entire thing is one single piece of plastic. There's no stitching. There's no upper and lower, and this is really actually, yeah, it's amazing. And so the idea is that when the shoe is finished, you take it back to Adidas will bring it in, and they will recycle that shoe in its entirety and utilize the material from that shoe to make another entirely new shoe without having to take any new material and without having to actually do any form of material creation from somewhere else. So it'll be one shoe that creates one other shoe. And I think that showcases a lot of value coming forward, yeah.
Like a croc. I'm just teasing.
Alrighty. On Balenciaga.
Did you see that?
I did, and that concerns me in many ways.
Me too. But a topic for another day. Ryan, always a pleasure. Ryan McFadyen is a co-founder and head of strategy at Have You Heard, giving us his perspective there on sustainable footwear. Just so you know, what we were referring to is Balenciaga, basically, which is, for those of you who might not know, a very, very high-end luxury French luxury brand, very expensive stuff, have released a range of Crocs with a high heel. And they're selling them for $625 US a pair.